So we are currently walking the perimeter of a restaurant where Stephen Harper is having dinner here in Vancouver. And there's a number of people, I'd say about 70 out here, more around the front, obviously chanting and sounding off against Harper's visit. And I'm standing with Andrea Pinochet, who's doing media for this event. So Andrea, I'll ask you, why did people decide that they would protest this dinner of Stephen Harper's?
Well, it was very short notice. We had 2 days notice, but he's here to meet with the Chinese community. And not all the Chinese community, apparently. It's the very wealthy. So a couple of members from the community came to us and, you know, asked us if we wanted to organize a demonstration on a broader level because of what Harper's doing in Canada, what Harper's doing abroad. So yeah.
What are the specific reasons for today? Are there kind of rallying points that people are really mobilizing around?
No to militarism and more in social spending, basically. It's a very wide protest where everybody can come and bring what they have against Stephen Harper and what the Canadian government's doing to poor people in the Vancouver East Side, or to people in Afghanistan, to people in Haiti, to people in Iraq. So yeah, basically it's a wide spectrum, women's centers and yeah.
So making a bunch of links between a bunch of different movements.
Exactly.
Can you just tell us briefly what happened when Stephen Harper arrived?
Well, we've been here since 4:30. We've been blocking the entrances. People have not been able to get in. There was a big lineup of cars of the guests who were trying to get in, so we disrupted it in that respect. And also when Stephen Harper, unfortunately we weren't able to catch Stephen Harper fully. They were very. He went through a back entrance, so basically we had to run up to the entrance, and he was there. He saw us. He knew we were here, so which is a good thing. And you know, we were able to bring an unwelcome sign and, you know, tell him that he's not welcome here in Vancouver or Canada, anywhere he goes.
Have you had the chance to chat with anybody, just passersby, about what's happening today?
No, I haven't. Not myself, but I'm sure other people. We've been handing out what the Stephen Harper government's been doing, the cuts to housing, $7 million cuts to housing, the war in Afghanistan, and yeah, so people are sympathetic. We've gotten a lot of honks, you know, it's a bit of a disruption, so yeah.
Great, thank you very much, Andrea.
Thank you.
That was Andrea Pinochet, I'm Dawn Paley, and that closes our little segment about Stephen Harper's visit to Vancouver on Tuesday, October 10th, 2006.